This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Tanzanians are observing 14 days of national mourning and flags are flying at half-mast in honor of President John Magufuli, a prominent COVID-19 skeptic in Africa who died at age 61. His vice president said that Magufuli died Wednesday of heart failure. Magufuli had not been seen in public since the end of February, and top government officials had denied that he was in ill health, even as rumors swirled online that he was sick and possibly incapacitated from illness. According to Tanzania's constitution, Vice President Hassan will be sworn in as the new president and should serve the remainder of Magufuli's five-year term, which he began last year. Here in the United States, the suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing 8 people at 3 Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday, with 6 of the victims identified as Asians. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters he does claim that it was not racially motivated. Barker said he apparently has an issue when he considers a sex addiction and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places and is a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization issued a statement Wednesday saying it believes the benefits of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risk and recommends that vaccinations continue. The agency noted several European Union countries have temporarily suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of blood clots in some people who received it. The WHO statement said any vaccination against COVID-19 will not reduce illness or deaths from other causes. The WHO said its Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety continues to carefully assess the latest available safety data on the AstraZeneca vaccine and will immediately communicate its findings. The Biden administration is expanding coronavirus testing for teachers, staff, and students, and convening a summit for educators to share the best practices for returning kids to the classroom. In the White House briefing room, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said his priority is to get as many schools open as soon and safely as possible. He says the recently passed virus relief bill will send $122 billion to schools nationwide for needed changes like new ventilation systems. The Health and Human Services Department's also spending $10 billion to boost virus testing for teachers, staff, and students. Cardona says he expects schools will fully open in the fall if vaccinations continue as expected. Well, testing is underway for modified versions of COVID-19 vaccines that aim to deal with coronavirus variants. Experts say current vaccines still have seemed to work against the variants and prevent the most severe forms of disease, though the evidence is limited. Emory University Vaccine Center Associate Director Walter Orenstein said testing and manufacturing will likely take months, so now is the time to get started. Mutated variants of the virus have undermine the effectiveness of the vaccines to varying degrees. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has told drug makers that they will need to show that the variant vaccines produce as strong an immune response against the variants as the original vaccines did against the original virus. As always, we invite you to join us for more news. It's at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.